to Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Dear listeners, greetings from Prashant Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe, and a loving Sai Rams to all of you. You are listening to Asia Stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony, bringing you the message of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. A warm welcome to all of you for today's Thursday Live, and you are with me, Raghu from Team Radio Sai, hosting the segment, Service, Love in Action. The time right now in our studio is 11:50 a.m. and it's a pleasant day here at Prashant Nilayam Ashram. Today is 28th of January, 2016. Well, this week of January happens to be a patriotic week for all Indians. 2 days ago, that was on 26th of January, we celebrated the 67th Republic Day of India. And 2 days from now, that is on 30th of January, we will be celebrating the Martyrs' Day for India. On Martyrs' Day, Mohandas Mahatma Gandhiji was assassinated in the year 1948. So, regarding these 2 days, I would like to share with you all at the very outset 2 beautiful experiences, incidents from Swami's life. The first incident is connected to the Republic Day. This incident happened on January of 1950. Swami's elder sister Parvatamma was on due to deliver a baby, but she had few complications. But Swami said everything will be fine, and indeed by Swami's grace, she delivered a beautiful baby girl. Swami said that he will name the girl, and Swami named the girl, blessed the girl by naming her as Samrajya Lakshmi. Well, that was a royal name, and Samrajya Lakshmi meant goddess wealth showering her blessings on a sovereign republic nation. And the girl was born on 14th of January 1950. Well, dear listeners, we all know that 15th August 1947, India became independent, and 14th of January 1950, India was still an independent country and not a republic country. But now Swami had named the baby as Samrajya Lakshmi, that is, goddess wealth showering blessings on a sovereign republic country. So, few elders there went to Swami and asked Swami if Swami did a mistake, because till then the name Swarajya Lakshmi was very common. Because Swarajya Lakshmi, Swarajya loosely means an independent country. So that was okay. So elders asked Swami if Swami meant Swarajya Lakshmi instead of Samrajya Lakshmi. Then Swami said, no, it is Samrajya Lakshmi. And 12 days from then, India was declared in republic. So after 12 days, the name had a meaning, was right to the context. So Swami didn't want the baby to miss a royal name. Well, if this was an experience connecting to Republic Day, I have got another experience which is connected to the Martyrs' Day, that is, to the day when Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi was assassinated in the 1948. So again, on 30th January evening 1948, Swami had taken a few of his devotees to Chitravati River for conducting a Chitravati session. And at about 5:30, Swami suddenly got up and walked fast to the mandir and went inside the interview room. Well, all devotees were surprised to see this Swami's unusual act, and they also went to the mandir and they were waiting for Swami to come out of the interview room. And after a couple of hours, Swami came out and Swami said, you know what? A Mahatma has just now merged in me. a Mahatma just now merged in me. Well, Mahatma means a great soul. So devotees thought that some saint or some rishi just now passed away and his soul has just now merged in Swami. And in those days, the post and the newspaper was not reaching Puttaparthi, since Puttaparthi was a small village. So people didn't know what was going on, what was going in India. And the post used to come till Bukapatnam, and few elders used to go to Bukapatnam every 4 or 5 days and bring the post and other newspapers to Puttaparthi. So after a couple of days, few elders went to Bukapatnam and brought the newspaper. And that time they came to know that when Swami, that on the day when Swami had told that a Mahatma merged in me, at that time itself, Mahatma Gandhi was assassinated. Well, dear listeners, these two instances shows the omnipresence of Swami, shows that Swami knows everything. He can pretend, he can tell what's happening in future, or he can tell what's happening where, with whom, anytime. Well, dear listeners, with these two incidents, let's begin today's segment of Service, Love and Action. And today I'll be playing for you the second part of a conversation with Mr. Fua Krishnaputra from Indonesia, in that he will be sharing with us about his experience of being involved in various service activities. And in conversation with him is Radio Sai's Karuna Munchi. In fact, the first part of this conversation was played last week. So we'll listen to the second part of this conversation. But before that, let's listen to a couple of songs sung by Swami students.
మాత బిడ్డలం అందరం సత్య సాయి మాత బిడ్డలమే అందరం సాయి మాత బిడ్డలం అందరం సత్య సాయి మాత బిడ్డలమే అందరం కలసి ఉండే కలదు సుఖం కలహిస్తే దుఃఖమయ కలసి ఉండే కలదు సుఖం కలహిస్తే దుఃఖమయ పరస్పరం ప్రేమిద్దాం పరదూషణ మానిద్దాం కుల భేదాలొద్దు మనకు భాషా భేదాలొద్దు అంటరాని తనముద్దు అందరం ఒకటిగా ఉందాం సాయి మాత బిడ్డలం అందరం సత్య సాయి మాత బిడ్డలమే అందరం దేశం అంటే మట్టి కాదు దేశం అంటే మనుషులోయ్ దేశం అంటే మట్టి కాదు దేశం అంటే మనుషులోయ్ దేశాన్ని ప్రేమిద్దాం త్యాగాన్ని చూపిద్దాం పవిత్రముగా జీవించి పావన చరితను పొంది స్వార్థమ్మును విడనాడే సత్య సాయిని చేరుదాం స్వార్థమ్మును విడనాడే సత్య సాయిని చేరుదాం సాయి మాత బిడ్డలం అందరం సత్య సాయి మాత బిడ్డలమే అందరం మన శక్తిని మనము తెలిసి యువ శక్తిని చాటుదాం మన శక్తిని మనము తెలిసి యువ శక్తిని చాటుదాం గ్రామాల్లోన్న సేవలన్ను చేయుదాం సేవలన్నైనా అవి కష్ట సాధ్యములైనా ఒకరినొకరు చేరి మనము స్వామిని ప్రేమించుదాం ఒకరినొకరు చేరి మనము స్వామిని సేవించుదాం సాయి మాత బిడ్డలం అందరం సత్య సాయి మాత బిడ్డలమే అందరం సాయి మాత బిడ్డలం అందరం సత్య సాయి మాత బిడ్డలమే అందరం సాయి మాత బిడ్డలం అందరం సత్య సాయి మాత బిడ్డలమే
నమ్మకు రూపై నిలచిన సాయికి స్వాగతం సుస్వాగతం. ప్రేమకు రూపై నిలచిన సాయికి స్వాగతం సుస్వాగతం. జగముల నేలే సద్గురు సాయికి స్వాగతం సుస్వాగతం. ప్రకృతి పృథివీ పులకించ మమత సమతలు వెలుగొంద మా ప్రేమకు రూపై నిలచిన సాయికి స్వాగతం సుస్వాగతం. శిరోజమకుటాధారికి సార్వభౌమ స్వాగతం. మందహాసవదనునికి సాదరమైన స్వాగతం. ప్రేమను పంచి శాంతిని పెంచే ప్రాణమూర్తికి స్వాగతం. ప్రేమను పంచి శాంతిని పెంచే ప్రాణమూర్తికి స్వాగతం. భక్తిని ముక్తి నిరయమును సంగే కరుణామూర్తికి స్వాగతం. మగమా మగమా గమదనిదా గమదని సానిద మగమగరిసా మగమా మగమా గమదనిదా గమదని సానిద మగమగరిసా మా ప్రేమకు రూపై నిలచిన సాయికి స్వాగతం సుస్వాగతం. దయతో నిండిన నయనునికి నవ్యమైన స్వాగతం. తేనె కురిపించు కంఠునికి మాధుర్యమైన స్వాగతం. చెక్కిలిపైన చుక్కతో ఉన్న చక్కని సాయికి స్వాగతం. చెక్కిలిపైన చుక్కతో ఉన్న చక్కని సాయికి స్వాగతం. కలలో ఇలలో ఎన్నడు వీడని మా స్వామికి స్వాగతం. మగమా మగమా గమదనిదా గమదని సానిద మగమగరిసా మా ప్రేమకు రూపై నిలచిన సాయికి స్వాగతం సుస్వాగతం. జగముల నేలే సద్గురు సాయికి స్వాగతం సుస్వాగతం. ప్రకృతి పృథివీ పులకించ మమత సమతలు వెలుగొంద మా ప్రేమకు రూపై నిలచిన సాయి స్వాగతం సుస్వాగతం. గమదని సానిద మగమగరిస మగమా మగమా గమదనిదా గమదని సానిద మగమగరిస మగమా మగమా గమదనిదా.
कल जो आएगा जो हो जाएगा हमको है पता तू है सदा. तेरी आँखों में जन्नत है बसी तेरे कदमों में है हर खुशी. तूने वादा जो किया था अब तुमने निभाया. जिंदगी में तुम
दुनिया ये सारी सपने हम तेरे लेकर इस दिल की तुम हो धड़कन दिल ने कहा तेरे संग हमको है మా కళ్ళలో కావ్యాని వై కాంతి రూపాని వై హృదయ లయల సవ్వడిలోనా నీదు ప్రేమనాదమే పలికే కరుణలొలుకు ముంగిలిలోనా నీదు ప్రేమ భావమే మెదిలే ప్రతి అణువున నీ అనురాగం మదిన మధుర భావన గొలిపే ప్రతి కణమునై ప్రియ రాగం మదిన మధుర భావన గొలిపే ధడకన్ దిల్ నే కహా తేరే సంగ హమకో హై జీనా హై యహీ దువా
తేరే బిన్ అబ్ కుచ్ న భాయే हमें रात दिन तेरे साथ हमने है पाए प्यार के ये दिन
तेरे संग हमको है जीना है यही
Across every state of India, across 125 countries, across political, religious, racial, geographic and linguistic divide, across social and cultural barriers, what compels millions to step forward and reach out to complete strangers in need? Since 1940, when the 14-year-old Satya declared his divine mission, a silent revolution has emerged from a heart that preaches only one language, that of unconditional love. Through his massive service projects, Bhagwan Baba has redefined spirituality as social activism, responsible charity, and conscientious citizenship. Be it a service project in remote Andhra Pradesh or at a slum in Zimbabwe, volunteers from all backgrounds are transforming our world by serving in the name of Sai.
Dear listeners, Saidam and welcome to a new episode of our radio series, Serving in the Name of Sai. In this series, we bring you accounts of Swami's love and our love for Swami translating into service to humanity. Today's episode is part 2 of a 2-part conversation with Mr. Foa Krishnaputra, a long-standing devotee of Bhagwan Baba from Indonesia. In this conversation, he shares with us his experiences of being involved in service activities. In conversation with him is Radio Sai's Karuna Munshi, and this was recorded in the studios of Radio Sai and was first featured as part of our Thursday live broadcast on 6th February 2014.
So you started these schools around when you were in your late 50s.
Yes, yes.
From the dates that I'm checking here.
Yes.
And did you ever envisage, did you ever imagine this is what it will lead to, 4,500 students in just those two schools?
No, ma'am. That school is given by Swami to us in a very strange way. The school is collapsed, in fact, a school which has no hope. the teachers cannot get salary anymore. There are some teachers who come to me and say, this school will be bankrupt. Next month we will get no salary. So can you help us and take this school? I say, no, I have many things to do. A school thing is a difficult thing. So. And they say, sir, there are about 30 over people working here, and we will have no job. I think I say to myself, why you don't, you get another additional job, why don't you want to help people? So I have no idea about EASV, no idea. But Swami gave me that now. People is coming to you asking for help. You want to help or you don't want to help? Mm-hmm. And then my conscience say, okay. I take that. After I take that, then comes the thing, from where money is coming, you know? I became very worried. So I go to rich people in Jakarta and ask for donation, and I tell about the things. And I get money, which at that time is very, very much for me. Yeah.
So these rich people, were they Sai Baba devotees?
No.
Okay.
No.
No. But they believed in what you were doing.
Yes, they believe what we are doing. The one is a Christian. They ask me, how many Christian students are there? I said, about one-fourth or one-third. I said, okay, we don't. He donate. And from there, people are looking, this new management is doing a good job. Mm. But actually, it is only the building which is good. The teachers are still the old people. They don't know about EASV and many things. Later, when I heard about EHV and so, I think to myself, why must I get this school? This is for this. And starting from there, I concentrate to the school. First time also, we get problem with this and that and this and that. But after 1998, starting, we changed the chairman of the foundation. That chairman is a Sai devotee. And he is also the man who is going with me to Swami for the first time.
Oh, Mr. Mohan Liu.
And then it becomes better and better and better. So, in the year 2000, I can pay all my debt.
Oh, all cleared.
Okay.
It took you 10 years, huh?
Yes.
A decade.
Yes,
it was such bad financial state.
Yes.
I see.
And then I start to look for better teachers.
I see.
Now, teachers doesn't want to work with us because Katamsa was a school which nobody looked to the eyes. This is a third-class school. We don't want to work there.
Why is that? Because of the lack of discipline, lack of facilities?
Lack of so many things.
Mm-hmm.
And the doing, step by step, we learn.
So it was operating as a private school, I'm guessing?
Yes, private school. Mm-hmm. Private school.
And what sort of a neighborhood is it in?
We don't get problem with the neighborhood.
Okay.
Because we put ourselves there as a friend of of the neighbors. You know. So we have a good friend with our neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
With the police, with the military, the Indonesia, and with all the people who is in our neighborhood, we are friends.
And as you said, it's a mixed student population.
It is.
So considering the fact that Indonesia is a largely Islamic country,
yes.
Is there any conflict of interest or difficulty you have experienced with your EHV curriculum?
At the present moment, not. Because we are teaching and we are saying that EHV is for the good of people, and the people are Indonesian.
And that's what it is for. That is the truth.
That is the truth, and the parents accept it, that my children is becoming better. And we are very lucky. Swami is giving us a teacher. He is the headmaster of our elementary school.
Uh-huh.
And he is an ustad.
Oh. Meaning what, ustad?
Ustad is Habib.
He's the head of an Islamic institution?
Yes.
Oh, very nice. So that must bring a lot of acceptance.
Yes. And he likes this kind of character building. And we train him. We send him to Bangkok, to
Thailand, to Dr. Jum Sai's institution.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they learn a lot, and they accept many things.
Wonderful. So I think this teacher training is a big, huge factor.
Yes.
In motivating your staff.
Yeah. And we have planned that maybe in this year or next year, I will take him out from the school, so he will be specially for training EHC. Why? Because last year, 2013, the government beginning to start with what they call it a character building. Our school is the only school which is non-government school which get the chance to send teacher for the examination.
And you already have a model in place, everything set up.
Yeah. And the very good thing is, Swami make our Ustad the best of the five teacher which is selected from Medan.
Fantastic. Congratulations.
and he is now part for the government. He is working here and there. And
so he's a liaison person who's teaching other, training other teachers.
Yes.
Oh, that's phenomenal news. So you're really like a lead school that is helping the Indonesian government to convert their public school system into character education.
Yes, without saying that we are leading you.
Yes, of course. That's how we always operate, with a place of humility and love.
Yes, that's right.
Now,
that's right, ma'am.
As far as the Katamso schools are concerned, how do you connect with the Sri Satya Sai Organization of Indonesia?
Because a lot of the people in Katamso are Satya Sai devotees, so we have no problem. I was formerly the coordinator there also, and Brother Mohan Leo is the same.
Oh no, I understand that. I mean to say, as an institution.
Oh.
The school is not directly connected to the Sai organization. It functions independently, if I understand you right?
Yes.
I see.
Because even if a school is done by the Satya Sai Foundation,
right,
it is not just sure that it will give good result as the other school, which is not under the Satya Sai. It depends to who is rearing there. And what are they doing there? I believe that the teachings of Swami should be very carefully put in, not by force, to show people that it is a good thing, and a good thing can be shared to everybody. By doing that, Katamso is becoming a school which people like to go in now.
Wonderful.
From a school which nobody wants.
Everybody was shunning
to
a school everyone wants to be attached to. Now, this is a huge student population you have at the two Katamso schools.
That's right.
4,400 students, very large number. Ripple effect of the change, the transformation in the students must extend to their homes as well.
Yes, that's right, ma'am. That's right. And for the first time, usually people, newcomers, they feel shocked, actually, because we have our discipline, we have our way of doing things, we have our way of cleanliness and everything, you know. And usually people is a bit shocked.
In a pleasant way.
Yes, in a shock. But later on they will go like other students, they will go along with others.
Do your children wear uniforms?
Yes, they wear uniforms. There were uniforms.
I see. Now, when parents or other educators ask you, what is the source of this amazing model you have created of discipline, of children being so well-groomed with good manners, good values, what do you tell them?
I will say, come. You can come here and look. Look how they behave.
Yeah, but when they ask you, where is all this coming from? Where is all this philosophy, this system, where did it come from?
I will not say it is from, for instance, from Sai or so, because I will say this is from a trained behavior.
I see.
And this trained behavior is coming from a system which is called Education Human Values.
I see.
So from there, we start.
I see. And depending, I guess, on their level of interest, you would move forward.
Yes.
Wonderful. How do they respond?
It is okay because I don't talk myself for ESV. I will go to professors and so, you see. They will talk.
Very nice strategy.
Yeah, we'll talk. I ask the professor to come to our school to give a lecture about human behavior and so. And then I give him a leaflet about Katamso, and this read about the vision and the mission and so. I say, it's a good mission, sir. Oh yeah, good. And later on, we give books about EHV. He says, it's a good book. Yeah. And then they accept it as a good thing. And they will talk. We will not talk. See? We will not say, oh, school is good. No, they talk. It's good, you know. And one day, that professor is good relation with the minister.
Mm-hmm.
They make a seminar in Medan,
mm-hmm,
for whole Indonesia about character building. So everybody will listen because it is from the government, and we are not saying that.
Mm.
And we will give, you need what, we will supply, things like that.
So you already have all the teaching techniques, the lesson plans,
yes,
the teacher training in place. So you are you're operating as a perfect model for them to look at and study.
But we need people like Dr. Jumsai and all, see, the thinkers, you know.
Yes.
I'm a supplier. We need thinkers who is thinking and deep thinking, and then we distribute the good books, which is good for a certain place.
You make it culturally relevant and acceptable.
Yes, that's right.
Now, this Katamso experiment, which is very successful, is only one of the many things you do. You're running medical centers, medical camps, and temples like the pagoda that you spoke of. And, of course, you're planning to build this 8-storied building, and the rooftop will be home to the Prashanthi Griha Sai Center. These are ambitious charitable projects. And I understand you're 80 years young. Where do you draw the energy and the vision to keep going, sir?
I think Swami gave it to me. I tell you, it was in 2007. I am on a wheelchair,
uh-huh,
as usual. He is always bringing. Swami is also on a wheelchair. I have a friend near me named John. He is a Canadian. He said, hey, Swami is coming to us. No, never come. Swami never go to the people with
wheelchair.
Never. He said, I'm here for many times, never. Yes, it's... I think he will come to you. No, he will pass me, yes.
Hmm.
But when it near me, he stop. He look at me. I think it is about 20 seconds that he look at me. He come closer. So I just do pada namaskara like this. And he asks, from where are you? My mind say, from you, Swami. But I don't dare to say, huh? I say, from Indonesia, Swami. He come closer again. With his little finger, left little finger, he do like this.
On his own hand or your
hand?
On
my hand.
So like a little, he ran his little finger on the edge of your palm.
Yes, I do like this.
Oh, and while your hands were folded,
yes,
in namaskar.
Yes, like this. So I think by myself, what else can I ask? He get me darshan. He give me Sambasan, he gave me Sparsan,
yeah,
everything. So I think at that time I cannot walk. Maybe I have to do something with my feet. So I operate my feet. I know I can walk a little. He gave a little bit of health in my physical thing. Maybe some work has to come again.
Mm. And you're ready for it.
Oh, yes, ready.
You look quite enthusiastic. Has the Mahasamadhi changed anything for you in terms of your relationship or love for Swami?
How can I change?
He's not in the body anymore.
Swami is
no more touching your hand with the little finger, no more sambhashan.
He touched me more, no.
How can you explain?
because I can work many things now in my age of 80. He is now with me always. Because if not, what can I do?
Has Swami ever spoken to you in the physical form?
Yes, when I get an
interview. What language did he speak to you in?
English.
I see.
But it's very strange. And this make my old experience and meditation, now I know who is speaking with me now. At that time, when I'm entering a place of silence and meditation, I used to hear voices. And always in a language I understand. At that time, the voice said, you must try your best to go to the spiritual. You must add more time for spiritual things. And said, I think by myself, I've done more than my friends. And this voice said, you know, you must try. Try.
The voice spoke in English?
English.
Okay.
Indonesian.
Indonesian.
But they say try 4 times.
4 times, okay.
And when I say here, I get my
interview.
I say, Swami, I try. Don't try. I want to say, Swami, I try to make a free medical clinic.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try. Try becomes dry, is it? Two. Also 4 times.
Mm.
Then I understand. On the past, I must try. On the present, no trying. Two.
You have to do it.
And then we do. And that starting khatam so and starting may so many things. All do. Because he said do. I am just an instrument. Do. I do. He will look the best way.
When you were doing so much of charitable work, setting up institutions, asking people money to set up your schools, your clinics, your pagodas, how were you managing your family duties? Did you ever find yourself spread too thin?
Yeah, at that time I was already a pension man.
I see. In your 50s you had already retired. What about your children? Were they settled?
Yes, they are all settled.
I see.
Swami gave me time for working for all this.
So you're going back to the mandir and your center is performing in a few minutes from now in Sai Kulwant Hall.
Yes.
When you sit there as a senior member of your organization, of your group, what do you feel it should be the vision or the focus of everybody back in Medan in Indonesia to take the Sai movement further?
Actually, they are having already in their heart that they will do better after coming here. Every time people is coming here, they do better.
Even so, after Mahasamadhi?
Yes, after Mahasamadhi. Because I used to tell them Mahasamadhi is just a physical thing. Swami is not a physical thing. The world is small, I said. Yeah? So, Swami is more than the world, more than the sun, more than everything. So, this body is coming to us just to make us happy. In fact, the Swami coming is to make us happy that people can touch God. That's all. Nothing is gone from Him. Where can He go? He never can go anywhere. He is not coming from anywhere. And He is not going to anywhere. He is the witness of everything. It's just we who doesn't want to be their instrument. We want to be our own. And then we get problem.
Very, very enlightening. Extremely enlightening to hear you, sir. Thank you so much for sparing your time to Radio Sai.
Thank you, madam. Thank you.
Sairam.
Sairam.
Sairam, you just heard part 2 of a 2-part conversation with Mr. Poa Krishnaputra, a long-standing devotee of Bhagwan Baba from Indonesia. In this conversation, he shared with us his experiences of being involved in service activities. In conversation with him was Radio Sai's Karuna Munshi, and this was recorded in the studios of Radio Sai and was first featured as part of our Thursday live broadcast on 6th February 2014. Please do send us your feedback and comments, and we look forward to your emails. As always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. Thank you and Sairam.
Thank you.